You're listening to Kelly and Steve, and this is Coupled with Chaos.
90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After, Season 8, Episode 7, Humpty Dumped Me. I think that's, isn't that offensive?
It seems like it.
Yeah, because it's about Ed, right? And Ed's offensive.
Yeah, but I think, he does look like Humpty Dumpty, so I mean, I get it.
But isn't that?
Yes.
I think if we get into a point where we're not making fun of people's physical attributes, this seems wrong.
Yeah, but there's a lot of wrong things about this show. Add it
well,
to the list.
I get it. So, but we look, well, I mean, we take heat over in one single thing that we say about somebody. So when I look at this, I go, I'm not sure that's so appropriate.
They probably thought it was funny.
It probably is, and I'm not saying it's wrong. I just don't know. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
It's insulting, for sure.
I think it is.
But it's Ed. Aren't we allowed to insult Ed?
Yeah.
He's an insultable person.
Yes, he is. So I'm not trying to...
Nasty.
There's no way I could be the one Ed defender on the whole planet, and I'm not trying to be at all. I love that they call this the taco pasta argument, that it has lasted... Because it has its own life currently in real time, but this is like what's happening now. I mean, for them. So They're calling it the taco pasta argument. For us, it would be like the chicken spaghetti incident is what we is what we would call our thing. So, it's hard to not have inside jokes. We've tried to explain if you don't, I mean, for our personal podcast and whatever, if you haven't understood the chicken spaghetti issue, then I'm not sure I can explain it. But the offer still stands for you to send me spaghetti recipe can try, or I'll make one up myself.
No.
The issue here is... It sounds like Ed ghosted her and then out of the blue said, let's meet in 2 hours. And I think She said one, he said two. Let's go with 2 hours. Meet me in 2 hours.
At this bar.
Yeah. Where she has her daughter. Right?
Mm-hmm.
What are you supposed to do?
Right.
I don't know if production showed the bikers and to influence. This didn't seem like a bad bar. This seemed to me, it looked more like a hipster biker bar.
Yeah, but you wouldn't take your kid to that.
Well, it would be, wouldn't it be like, I'm not saying that this place is Buffalo Wild Wings, but it struck me as somewhere between that.
Well, why would you go someplace where you're going to drink? We know how that sets off both of them. Nothing good or productive happens or is said in a conversation between them when they're drinking.
So you should go, go to the Golden Corral.
Why didn't they just meet at the house?
Well, I don't know. I think you need
Then the kid can go to their room.
I think it's safer, and this will prove I'm not an Ed apologist. I believe it would be safer for Liz to meet Ed in a public place. I just do. I don't know that Ed's physically abusive, but I think we've seen even how short he can be, and not in a physical way.
Rude.
Yes, just rude, and he just cuts her off, and I think he knows...
He's going to do that anywhere.
I think he knows how to push her buttons.
Yeah.
And get her all riled up, and maybe her being in public would be better for her and more comfortable, I would think. I mean, he didn't even tell her that he called the wedding off.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I don't even know how you would try to explain or justify that to anyone.
I think he's just controlling the narrative here. It's what all of this is. He's trying to make her look bad.
Mm-hmm.
No man would stand for that treatment. Are we tired of the you don't treat a man like this discussion? Is it?
Then act like a man.
Is it outdated? Because people are
people.
You just
don't treat anyone like that.
Yes, and I think this is what I'm getting at. I'm not trying to sound, I don't know what I'm not trying to sound like. But there's a decent way that you treat people.
Mm-hmm.
And for Ed to go, you don't treat a man like this in front of his family. Well, you know what? You don't treat a woman like this in front of her daughter.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This is even more egregious because a family is still a group of adults.
Adults, right.
This is a child. And when you treat their mother like this, and look, I think it's probably a little different when it comes to daughters and mothers.
Mm-hmm.
And to see your mother treated like this, mm-hmm. and maybe you think this is okay or not.
Right.
I don't know.
It sets the example for,
yeah,
you know, who you should look for and what qualities to look for in a husband.
And hopefully what she's learning is what not.
She's had nothing but bad examples because Liz has a history of being with bad people.
It was great for me growing up because I learned what not to be, how not to be a good husband. By the number of examples I had in my house. So what not to do is what I've got. You know, it could have been the opposite. But you just don't know. No man would stand for that. Liz says she was kind of caught off guard by all of this. And I get it, right? We are not, if you want to know kind of the current status of them, we did at the end of Inside Scoop that we put out, I think it was early this morning on Sunday, just kind of an update of everybody's relationship, where they are and what they're doing in real time. We won't talk about where Ed and Liz are currently. I think this is one of the more public relationships, though. So I think you can find stuff out from them.
Just, I don't know how you wouldn't have seen something.
Well, you're just not looking.
Even accidentally. Pop up in your feed.
Well, all you have to do is mention it, right?
Yeah, I think Facebook's for me, always listening.
Well, we went, just tell you how we are. We went to Long John's the other night. And literally when I get home, my Facebook feed has the recipe for the batter for Long John's.
Recreating it. Uh-huh.
And so you know how many taco pasta recipes I've got in my...
Oh my gosh.
I don't have any. None. Because it's not a thing.
Right.
At all.
Because those two words should never be in the same recipe.
We could have had, what do we have tonight? What was it?
Baked tortellini parmesan.
So we could have had taco tortellini. Yeah. All I needed to do was get some taco seasoning and
gross.
Spread it on it. Then it would be taco tortellini.
Gross.
I've made my own recipe.
Ugh.
Isn't that great?
No.
No.
It's not.
No, you're right. Are we officially... And I think we were already, but are we enough with Lauren?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a non-story for me. I don't know why this makes the show.
Well, I think it makes the show because it allows us to be upset with Lauren.
I'm just indifferent. I just don't care, to
I am not trying to, I guess, minimize the work that a housewife does.
No, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
You know what I should tell her? Try homeschooling while you're being a housewife and homemaker. A stay-at-home mom who homeschools for 19 straight years. Then tell me your life is hard.
There are so many people who do this.
Yes.
And don't go, the woe is me.
Right.
I'm so horrible. And look at my disgusting body.
Yeah, and it's not.
Right.
I mean, she just kills me. She's just always going to complain.
I think somehow or another, despite her being a housewife, a mother of three, she is somehow, to me, it seems like insulting all housewives and mothers.
Yeah, alienated all stay-at-home moms.
Because she's on her side.
Mm-hmm.
This would be a person that you would think could rally this group. But she cannot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, woe is... She's like Eeyore, the Eeyore of housewives is what she is. It's a hard job. No,
nobody. She should do that job and get a job and drag the kids along.
The
see how she likes that.
People who don't think this is a hard job are really, I think, just sexist men, right?
Mm-hmm.
We all understand how.
Or people who've never had children have no concept.
Thankless job this is.
Yeah.
It is never ending.
Mm-hmm.
It is torturous. It just doesn't stop.
Right.
So if she would just say that, I think we would get it.
Yeah. Plus, the hard years haven't even come yet.
No.
Sister, let me tell you.
Well, I mean, she did have it. She threw herself a little curveball here. She has a nifty little 1 year gap between three kids.
Sure.
It's a twist.
Wait until they're all teenagers.
Yeah.
And then talk to me. This will be like kindergarten for you then.
Yeah, this would be it. And we would like to see you in 12 years.
This is trike with training wheels.
Let's make it 13. 13 years. Let's see what we got.
Yes.
Like to see you then.
Mm-hmm.
She'd have pulled her hair out.
We find you in the loony bin.
Yep. Her hair is all gone.
Yeah. And she gray.
Goes, I don't think he understands what I do every day. I loved this little laundry discussion. Didn't
this
you?
This was great. Yes.
Your thoughts on the whole thing?
I thought it was funny when he said, you fold the little tiny socks and kitty clothes because it drives me crazy. It drives us crazy, too.
Well, for me, it was more of Lauren does the laundry and the laundry is taken care of.
Uh-huh.
But
nothing else is. Yeah, I loved the part where
oh my,
he said that Shy was cleaner than her. That she likes laundry, sure, and laundry gets done, but apparently other stuff does not. And I was like, ooh, cat's
this
out of the bag, sister.
Gonna be a problem.
Yeah.
You're gonna get scolded.
You're gonna get it for this one.
I think he believes he could probably do that part of
better.
It.
Better.
Uh-huh. I think he thinks that.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll don't see. Know. You know, it turns out to be, when it comes to all that, it's time management.
Right.
It's what all this is.
But she's not doing these things and working a full-time job, which is what she's asking him to do.
It is different. And dad is there to help, and that should help. But it is time management. There mm-hmm. are only so many hours in the day.
Right.
And we've had, just with what we have going on in our lives, the thing to go, can we have two things moving forward at the same time?
Right.
For each of us, whatever mm-hmm. it is.
Yeah.
It could be podcasting and doing your shoulder therapy at the same time.
Right, as the case may be.
It could be cooking dinner and watching 90 Day Fiancé mm-hmm. at the same time.
It could be podcasting, doing therapy, and laundry all at the same time.
There is laundry going on right now. So it is time management.
Uh-huh.
And I think until you get to a point, by the time he gets in his rhythm,
yeah,
right, it'll probably be time for it to be over.
Uh-huh.
And we've been through this, and I think a week, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, you know, these are all times that you could gut your way through, right? Mm-hmm. You could get through 2 months of this and probably survive. You'd be wore out.
Yeah.
But I think for somebody who does this all the time, right, I mean, for years or let alone a decade,
mm-hmm.
you know, it can wear you down.
Yes.
And it doesn't seem to me like Alexi was belittling or demeaning what she does.
No.
So I don't think so. I think he, and I think the same way, like when I was assuming some stuff during surgery time or prep time, like, you know, when I got some plans, I think I could do a couple things a little better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's, so we all think that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we go, I got a better plan for this. This is a better way to do this. It doesn't always work out, you know, but I think we all think that, right?
Right.
I just see her. What's your vision of her post-surgery, Lauren?
I think that she is not a person who is uncomfortable accepting help. I'm a person who is uncomfortable accepting help. So post-surgery is very emotionally draining for me.
Mm.
Very challenging, very hard to not try to do things I'm not supposed to be doing, very hard to let people do things for me or to ask for help doing something. She does not strike me that way. I think we're the opposite. She strikes me as someone who will lay in bed and continue to woe is me all day and manage to tell him everything he's doing wrong or that he could do better.
Yeah.
That's what I picture.
You think so?
Yes.
I have a hard time arguing with you.
And
that.
I think she'll be on the phone to her mom all the time.
You were nice to me.
Talking about it.
And appreciative of the things that I was doing.
Yes. And trying to take it back as soon as possible.
Well,
because I knew it was hard for you.
I think it was better for me. You've had a number of surgeries,
yes,
right?
Yes, unfortunately.
So for me, I think this one was more difficult because...
of the dog.
No. That was even post-surgery.
Ill.
No, I think before, I would get like specific... You had a plan, and I had specific instructions. Like it would be, this is the meal. You would sit with me while I prepped it and go, oh no, don't do that. Because I would read the directions and I would do exactly what it said I thought it said.
What was different this time is you weren't making my recipes. I wasn't meal planning at all.
Mm.
Our son was bringing kits home that had full instructions. And you didn't have, and there was no shopping to be done. It had everything in it. So it was supposed to be self-explanatory.
But there would be way, like there were certain things you would do, and if I made the same kit again,
you would,
I would
cook
go,
it
oh, I would do this differently.
Yeah, just because we eat a little differently than...
Yeah, I wouldn't have done this.
Than the kits.
And you would have had that the first time. If you would have been with me, you'd go, oh no, don't do that.
Right.
Do this instead.
But I didn't want to like be watching you work. That makes me uncomfortable.
I wanted that specific direction.
Uh-huh.
So for me, it was more uncomfortable this time because I think I had to make more decisions than I wanted to make. So... And it's not like you were leaning on me. I think you felt it was resolved and I didn't need the help.
Right.
I wanted the help. I wanted it. But it's still time management. The hours are gone before you know it. And if you're not, if you're not used to doing this, and you wouldn't think, you know what? Let's get the laundry started now because in 45 minutes it's going to be done and I can get it in the dryer while I'm sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Instead of 30 minutes into dinner and you go, oh, the washer, and it's all a thing.
Right. And then in the morning I can fold it and distribute it before the grandpups.
So it's
come.
Time management. And I think this is, and I don't see Lauren helping him. Like you said, it'd be more critical of why didn't you do this?
Uh-huh.
And why didn't you do that? And there's no ice in my water.
Oh, the kids are late for their nap. Why didn't you feed them at noon or whatever? You know, it'll be something.
Yeah.
Because she's going to want to point out that she's better at it for some reason.
Oh, I think you're right.
Yeah.
And there's no way she could have him do anything better than she would.
Right. Especially when he's working at the same time.
Yeah. And on top of it, woe is me.
Yeah. So that's how I picture things.
The draining and that I didn't like. Alexi's going to have to drain and measure the fluids that are leaving her.
Nasty. That's a bit of like a nursing task.
I had to pull this. What did I have
catheter,
to pull out of your shoulder?
Catheter out of my neck.
Yeah, that was pretty weird.
Yeah. Not this time, but the other two times. Yeah, that was
the only catheter. We've had no other catheters that we had to resolve.
No.
So there's that. I like to just point out, you know, I am not an expert on dysmorphia, right?
Right.
But this surgery is not going to fix this.
No.
This is still going to
be
there.
She's still going to look in the mirror and see the same imperfections that aren't there.
She probably won't see herself any differently.
Right.
She'll find a scar or she'll find
something else.
Yeah. So that's still going to be there. It's still going to be a problem for her. And for me, look, any surgery is serious. Anesthesia is a serious thing.
Yes.
Infection, a serious thing. So these are things you just got to work out.
Chronic inflammation.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to swell up after all this.
Uh-huh.
I think she wants to swell up.
Yeah, so she can complain about it.
I do. I think, look at me. Look how bad I am.
Mm-hmm.
Look how horrible this is.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm not even sure what to think. Not a lot, really, with Gino and Jasmine this time. They seem to have a lot of scenes.
Mm-hmm.
But
about nothing, really.
I don't really see anything that had happened.
Yeah.
I don't know that we remembered or knew that Gino, it looks like Gino lost his mom when he was 5 or 6.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
And we may have. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that bounces around.
I don't recall that.
But
and to cancer.
Yeah, 1977. So yeah. He's a year older than me. That puts him, right? So that puts him at 6 or so when that happened.
He said he was 7.
6 or 7. So that is, that's a lot to deal with, and maybe, you know, explain some of his odd behavior without having a stable family around.
Mm-hmm.
Had to be difficult for him. I was offended by Jasmine making fun of Gino for not being able to roll his R's.
Yeah, I can't do it either.
Can any of our kids roll their R's?
Haley.
You taught homeschool Spanish.
Yeah.
So she can roll hers.
Yeah, Haley can do it. But nobody else.
Of the 5 of us.
Hayden had advanced IB 4 years of Spanish, and he speaks it better than anybody. At work, they used to have him translate for Hispanic customers. But I don't think he can roll it, at least not as well as Haley can.
You think it's something you could learn to do, or is it just...
Haley just learned it on her own. I don't know how. I'm convinced some people just aren't capable. I don't get what the trick is at all.
We have a linguistic expert on our subscriber. I will ask her, could you teach us?
Yes.
How can I roll my R's?
Right.
I cannot.
I can't do it.
It's embarrassing.
It is.
And I felt offended, maybe because I can't do it, when she was making fun of Gino for not being able
to
do it.
Right. Well, it's like asking her to make tribal clicks. I mean, there's sounds you're not able to make because they're not part of your language.
Well, and she
never learned to make those sounds.
And she'd explained to me, I have a whole big paragraph about a scared, right? And that's what...
Uh-huh, right.
And he doesn't make fun of her about that.
Right.
That was explained to me in a very... I don't even want to paraphrase it because it was done in a nice... Just in a way that made me really understand. I mean, she can't help it.
Right.
Right? I mean, maybe over time, but it's just a matter of...
And it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter. We've gone over this before, and we've talked about this. It doesn't matter. We understand her, even with the flaws that she has.
Uh-huh.
And it's fine. Her English is good. I don't even think that matters, right? We all talk about communication, and that's what it is. So I felt offended. What about them going to Miami, money-wise?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
I'm not sure how I felt about this. I didn't really...
Yeah, where's the money for the attorney?
What's this? I mean, they're staying with Leandro. I was so hoping this was a different Leandro.
Wouldn't that be funny if it was the same one?
That
would have
been the best thing ever.
Oh, my goodness.
Look, it's Benny and Ari and Leandro. We're here. He's meddling in somebody else's marriage. So that's good. That would have been best. It was this little outdoor. Leandro looked to be to me. This is how I judged this scene. Leandro stood guard while Jasmine had outdoor intercourse in a semi public place, and he stood guard while she did it. And they've only known each other for 4 or 5 years? I think 5 years.
Wow. Okay. Maybe he was waiting for his turn? I don't know.
Ouch. Where's that coming from?
I'm just saying. Who does that?
Yeah.
As an adult.
I don't know. Maybe we're just not free enough, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe we need to go out in the yard or something.
I have.
I don't like your tone.
I've been outdoors in my backyard before.
I was not there, as long
Correct.
As you know. So.
That's why
That's
I was going,
fine.
Oh, okay.
No comment on this.
No comment.
I want to move.
This is not a conversation.
This is a whole different podcast. Well, while we're bringing that up, I guess, you know, we are recording this pretty much right after the show. Unfortunately, what I'm missing the premiere of season 2 to MILF Manor.
Ugh.
That's what they're putting on after this.
Oh, gosh.
MILF Manor, Season 2, Episode 1. We're going to cover this in detail. No, we're not.
No.
We're not covering
Definitely
this.
Not.
So we're not. Sorry. So there's that.
Gross.
What?
Just the thought of that show gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Oh, you know, what about aliens? How? What's your thought, Kelly, on alien aliens?
No comment.
Here we go. Was her friend, and I didn't write her name down, so I forget who it was. Was she speaking, was this the language of light is what she called
yes.
it? What I
Whatever.
Missed, and what happens is like I was in the kitchen kind of half preparing dinner, right?
Uh-huh.
Doing the minimal, easy, dumb stuff that I would get wrong.
Uh-huh.
It was a cup, 1 3/4 cups of water, not 3/4 cups. So our dinner was a little drier than it should be. But what I did look is I was watching the screen. And so I have the sound up and like the translator up, like
uh-huh.
so closed captioning up.
Yeah.
And during this diatribe from the language
there was
of
no
light.
No translation.
No,
for that.
No, I missed this. Don't you think the producers would get with her after and say, look.
What was this supposed to mean? So we can put it on the screen?
We didn't quite get this. Could you do that again? Just do it the same way you did it before.
I looked at the screen on purpose because I wanted to know if they were going to try to say she was saying something. But no. There was no translation offered. And the closed captioning didn't even say jibber-jabber being spoken.
Well, it said
you
know what it did do?
What?
Later on, when Ashley and Manuel were together in their ITM interview, that thing after,
uh-huh.
and he's pretending like he's saying something, then they put up gibberish.
Yeah.
So when he's doing it, it's gibberish.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
When she's doing it...
There's nothing.
Yeah,
it didn't say...
Nobody.
Cast member speaking language of light either.
Language of light. How do we address this thing here without offending those who believe in the language of
yeah.
light?
So that we just don't address it.
Well, I think anyone, and it kind of goes into the chicken spaghetti recipe, anyone who does speak the language of light, it's
please
coupled,
share with us the translation.
Coupled with chaos at gmail.com. This is where you would go and
well,
please.
Apparently, you're not supposed to understand it. You're supposed to feel it in your body.
Then why speak it?
Right.
Do we need to speak it then?
It's like a vibration.
It enters your body through your ears.
It's
so this
energy
is it.
From the
you know where
earth,
I think
Stephen.
It enters your body through your sphincter. Because this is a bunch of poop, is what this is.
Oh, my
is.
Goodness.
How do we speak about this and not offend people?
Ugh, it's terrible.
But I'm guessing... The number of people who speak the language of light probably are not podcast listeners of ours.
Probably not.
What I did learn is that the language of light was clear that this was all Manuel's fault.
Yes, that's what I said to you. Funny how this all translated to everything Ashley's ever complained about and everything is his fault.
So maybe she had some inside information.
Yeah, he looked at her and said, what about you? Yeah.
Now, let's not, I mean, it's easy to make fun of Ashley here. Manuel is a holder of information.
He is.
He is somebody who doesn't give extra information or his feelings or anything like that. He holds
He's
everything.
He's just not an open person.
I get that.
I right? can understand that.
Yeah.
He's not a person of a lot of words either.
Well, the language may have something to do with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think
well, I don't
he's
know.
More
I
of
think...
a sit back and observe kind of person.
Yeah, he's not.
I just don't think he has a lot to verbalize about stuff.
It's just not
He
his
doesn't
guy.
Feel the need to continuously voice his opinion about everything the way that she does.
Do you think that this language of light is how Garrick gets his information? Is it similar?
He communicates or receives communication through breezes, Steve.
Yeah, so this is like...
Wind.
Right, like mm-hmm. stuff that comes out of your sphincter.
Wind through his garage is how he receives messages.
Through his garage fan
mm-hmm.
is how they get stuff.
Right.
This is, yeah, this is how Danielle said that God spoke to them.
Maybe that's how she got pregnant.
through the fan in the garage. Right. This is from Kyle, uh-huh. right? Kyle from, what is this? Banging in the Bahamas uh-huh. was in the area. And so it got into the fan and Danielle became pregnant. This was it. All of this. Gibberish. I thought it was funny. I didn't think about it until now, but they said gibberish when he said it. When she uh-huh. said it, it was nothing.
Right.
They didn't say gibberish.
You didn't say anything.
No. He needed a drink before this started. I can understand that. Galactic guides and angelic realms. This isn't even, these aren't even things. So she speaks, I couldn't understand. She said something about speaking to aliens, but then it was angels. And then it was like people that you know from your past.
At least he's a good sport about all this stuff. I mean, he did sit there and close his eyes.
Well, he needed a drink and maybe two.
Uh-huh.
I think we could see from Ashley, I think she handled herself decently when it came to the uncle. But it was, mm-hmm. she's walking a line here.
Yeah.
And I think she came out of there okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt that his uncle is a religious person.
Right.
You could see her start to twinge when the woman from man rib
yeah.
thing was, you could just uh-huh. see this. It was just bubbling up
offensive
inside,
to her,
inside
yeah.
of her.
Uh-huh.
But she made it through it.
Uh-huh.
And I think that whole scenario was probably as good as you could hope for
right.
for her.
And she at least got to say that she works in whatever she thinks she works in.
Yeah, we don't generally want people to lie, but there are ways that she could have eased this in. And I think she did. Because what they talked about before, if you ask, and now I'm speculating, now here I've conjecture on my part. If you ask 100 people what they thought a witch was,
uh-huh.
100 just random people,
uh-huh.
I'm going to say 90% of them are going to describe exactly what Manuel says.
You think?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think most people are going to look at the Wizard of Oz and the Wicked Witch of the West, and this is what, or Broomhilda, this is what you're going to think a witch is.
Mm-hmm.
I think the general public, if you said, draw a witch.
Uh-huh, right.
This is what a witch is. To
like a storybook witch.
Almost everybody.
As opposed to like a Wiccan believer.
Yes. And right. so when you just say, I'm a witch, you know, this is what you're looking at.
Uh-huh.
And so this is the right or wrong, it is the preconceived notion of what a witch is.
Right, because it's weird to me that she uses that word and not that she practices Wicca.
Mm. Because there are ways to do that.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not saying she has to hide who she is or anything like that, but we all have to be in situations that have to be maneuvered. And you could just go in and say, I don't know, like Emily, and just go, you know, it could be like, you know, like Charlie or Angela, and go, I'm just going to say what I want, do what I want. This is me, take it or leave it. It's rare that we're in those situations. And how did that work out for people when you go in with that attitude? I'm going to say exactly what I feel like saying. How many times can you really get away with that? Not very often.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought differently about it and handled that right. Because she didn't lie. She said what she does.
Uh-huh.
And I think she did it in pretty good detail.
Mm-hmm. I thought he'd be freaking out that she was given so much information.
But I think Manuel probably has not been around all of these people that much. He's
uh-huh.
not quite sure their reaction. And look, they've been in America. He's been in America for 30 years. This
mm-hmm.
dude has seen a lot.
Right.
And he's in Newark, New Jersey, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's seen a lot.
Yeah.
This isn't going to be, you wouldn't think it would be that new to him, but he's seen everything. But you can definitely see that religion's a part of his life.
Oh, definitely.
Pretty serious.
Yeah, and I don't think, like, she looked at it like, oh, this dude's trying to teach scripture to me in this conversation. I don't like that. I didn't feel like that's what he was doing.
He was still high level.
To me, he was just speaking his truth. Like, this is such a part of who he is that he's just speaking facts as far as he's concerned.
Because he was still talking to become one.
Right, exactly. And he was just explaining it. And
he just had a biblical twist on it.
Yes, exactly.
When in fact, we find that I would assume most marriages probably work a little better when two become one.
Right.
I'm even taking religion out of it. Just as people.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a relationship.
Commitment.
Yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. And you're together as one.
Right.
Decisions are together.
Right.
When we see that happening, I think you're going to find more success.
Right.
Just turns out to be, there's a biblical part of that also.
Yes.
That he's bringing up here.
Right, and he's I think she lost it because that's fact from his perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just a part of who he is. I don't think it's that he's trying to force anything on
it. It didn't sound like he was judging
her. No, it's just coming out naturally.
Mm-hmm. But they're who they are.
Right.
This fight, what about this little argument at the end and the getting up? And I think they cut this together a little odd. I'm not sure who left when. Mm-hmm. So Manuel left. According to the show, Manuel left and then came back again.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ashley left at the end and called him an effing a-hole. is what she called him. I don't know where this is. I just don't like the way they resolve things.
Yeah.
They needed to have this fight at home.
Well,
then they could just
bang one out. What they should have done is find the bathroom at this place and bang it out.
Yeah, the preview.
That's how they normally handle things and resolve them.
The preview, it looks like, has her talking to like the bar owner or something. And
yeah,
still,
I
didn't quite get a feel for who that person was.
It said he was a bar patron.
Oh.
So he's somebody at the bar who heard her yelling. And didn't like it.
Because what does she do? I mean, you see this from her. She goes quickly to escalation.
Well, and I assume she's drinking. So maybe that's what happens.
I didn't sense that there was too much alcohol involved to me.
But I'm talking about by the time she was at the bar with the bar patron.
Oh.
It may have... You know, she may have been away from the table for a while and thrown some back because she was angry. And then it, you know, just became like a conversation with a dude at the bar about how mad she was.
Yeah. There was only one Emily and Kobe scene, but I think it was pretty significant.
And more of the same.
We said it last week. I think I did anyway. These friends of Kobe's are not friends.
Yeah, they shouldn't be baiting her like that. And she shouldn't be taking the bait. So everybody is making it worse.
Had partaken of a few drinks and wanted another one.
Yeah, well, she was slurring something terrible, wasn't she?
It's not
becoming.
Well, it's still not the best move in a situation like this. Because she's not there. They're not there for that long. To tell Emily, you know, if you could go back there and tell Emily, you go, you know what? Before all this started, you already won. You're the winner.
Yeah, because you're married. You got
your
guy.
This is Monday morning quarterback. You won. You're married. You have the children. Another child is on the way. You won.
Right. And he's in your country.
You're the victor.
Doing things your way.
You should be taking a victory lap. If anything, it would be...
Well, guess what?
Right.
He didn't have a problem with it, so...
Because what does she have to prove to these people?
Yeah, and the whole reference to... You should support us in the wedding, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? You're already married.
Yeah, I won.
This is just...
You know,
going through the motions for other people.
That's what I'd be doing. If you're going to be that American, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she has to get her words in. when I heard her say that, you know, I'm not going to be interrupted, I'm like, I cannot wait for the next scene because I know that we won't get through it without her cutting off somebody else. She's just going to
cut. Oh, yeah, she does the same thing.
Yeah, it's what she does. She doesn't listen. Try actually listening.
She talks over Kobe all the time. Mm.
Talks over everybody.
Yeah.
It's who she is as a person.
Yeah. And I noticed that right away because she gave such a speech about that. But she does the same thing. And she turned right around and did the same thing.
I wondered if I had imagined that she'd done it because I really hadn't paid attention. You know, we're all people. I kind of have a habit of doing that like in a heated moment. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sorry, I need to get my words in.
Uh-huh.
So it's just a bad habit of mine.
Mm-hmm.
In an escalated confrontation.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't remember. I just assumed she had done it. And then the next scene, I said, I want to hear her do it because I think she does this all the time. And she does. All the time. Nobody
yes,
gets away.
She does. Mm-hmm.
It's over and over
again.
And
she makes herself look so bad.
Look,
she really does. She just has to be in control and call the shots all the time. It's exactly what they said about her.
She's like, in this situation, like the Bad News Bears and little blonde-headed Tanner who's just going to fight the Yankees. You know what? There's 10 of them and one of me, and I'm going to go in there and I'm going to fight. When you're not going to win.
Mm-hmm.
You can't over-talk 6 people.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. They're just going to gang up on you. And so for her to be in this situation, she doesn't even need to be there. I'd like to think you could just suck it up for 2 weeks, knowing that you won.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I win. It's all over. I won. It's just not in her makeup.
Yeah, you would think, but she can't do it.
When I hear somebody go, well, I'm an American woman or I'm an American, I'm going to say what I want, do what I want. I hear that and I go, we've been here before.
Yeah.
It's just not the image I want of
us. And please don't represent all American women with this attitude, Angela/.
Yeah, Emily's no Angela. Emily. That's not, we're not trying
but,
to.
But it's the same kind of everything about me is more important than you. Kind of attitude. Mm. And that's just not the case.
Yeah.
So stop representing all of us in that way because we're not all rude and entitled and obnoxious and unlikable. You
right.
know?
Yeah, of course you're not.
Right.
Not at all.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah. I don't know what to say. You're very likable. And on now to the next topic. But for me, all she has to do is suck it up for 2 weeks. Can you get through anything?
Two weeks.
I
mean,
I didn't think it's 2 weeks. I think it's less.
The thing is, Kobe was on her side at the beginning of this. 100%. She could have said nothing at these meetings with the friends.
She
just smiled and been friendly, and it would have just been pie in their face.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And she just couldn't do it.
Yes, you're right.
And her behavior actually is what made him think twice.
I would have done all of this. I would have said the things, all of them, like with a sarcastic tone.
Mm-hmm.
I would have gone for 2 weeks. I'm just going to be as nice as possible, but with a twinge of sarcasm.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all going to know that I'm a bossy American woman, but I'm going to pretend like I'm not. And I'm going to look you in the face while I'm not being a bossy American woman, and you're going to know I'm a bossy American woman. I'm in control.
Mm-hmm.
Because she is in control. And a lot of this is because, you know, Kobe, I don't even think Kobe's sacrificing. I think Kobe's character is exactly who he is.
Yes.
He has no issues really with the relationship the way it is.
Right.
And it works for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's really all that matters.
Right.
And I think
And that's really all either one of them needed to say to this group of friends.
Boss, what do you call me? Whatever you want to call me.
He we have a strong relationship. And probably should have said to them when they had their private conversations, he should have said exactly that. Yes, this is completely against our Cameroonian culture. Mm-hmm. But I don't live in Cameroon. I live in America, and this is my family and the choice I made for a spouse. I'm happy. I have a good life. I love her, and this is okay for me.
And if you don't
like
it,
I know that you don't understand it, but you do have to support it, or we can't continue our relationship. Mm. That's it. And then that's it. That's putting your foot down and okay, now they have to choose.
I think he said about 60 to 70% of that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he was
but
as
not
firm.
Firmly enough.
No, right. He didn't. And he could have done it better.
He could have put an end to it much sooner.
So when he stood up, and he didn't seem angry, I was very impressed with him when they stood up and left.
Right. And they were going, Kobe.
Yeah, don't be mad. Don't be angry. Right. He didn't seem angry.
No, he didn't. He just said, this is how it is.
He's a big dude. Yeah. I'm thinking they don't want him angry either. So, weak leg or not, this is not a guy who should be angry.
Mm-hmm.
But I think at least there at the end.
And even when they said, well, we've known a Cameroonian man who tried to go to America with an American woman and it didn't work out. They're unhappy and they came home. He could have said, well, that's them. That's not me.
Right. He should have said, my American woman is much more bossy than their American woman. And this American woman would never let me come back. So this is never going to happen. She would never allow it.
She would squash me like a bug.
Yeah. And so it's not going to happen. Right. They'd hold no candle to her.
Yeah.
She is the queen of American bossy women.
Yes.
So there's that. So we would win. There's something about this whole thing. It does have a little Angela vibe to it that I don't like.
Yeah.
And it's a similar character trait that they have. And they're not the same. I'm not saying they are, but it's that.
Yeah. It's obnoxious.
Yeah. And it's almost talking down to people.
Yes.
Because I'm an American woman. I am more bold, so I will speak down to you, and you have to listen because I'm an American woman.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's the feel that I get.
Yeah.
When, in fact, guess what? It goes back to we're all just, you know, I think we said something about Ed, and you don't treat a man like that.
Right.
There's certain ways you treat people.
Right.
And it's this. And when you put all these labels on stuff.
Yeah, she's not doing herself any favors the way she's acting on this whole trip. It's embarrassing.
And she's in a, lose-lose situation. There's not a lot Emily can do here to win.
Uh-huh. And she doesn't need to win them over.
Yeah, just gut this out.
It's not necessary.
Gut this out and be supportive.
Because like you said, she won already.
Yeah, you're the winner. Congratulations. You won Kobe. And I think he's a good man.
He's
a good person.
Mm-hmm. I think he is.
So and what we do know about him, we get the crap that they get for living with her parents. It's fine. It's the same thing. It's for them to work out.
Right.
If they have space and they work it out.
Everybody's okay with it. Yeah.
It's up to them. If they were being bad, I might go, hey, what about, I don't know, a pill or a condom or something. Maybe something you could do, right? Maybe we're not going to watch the kids so much if you're just going to go down there and create another one.
Right.
This has probably got to stop at some point. Would you think? Maybe something.
Yeah, you go, the basement's not big enough for any more kids.
We're running out of room.
Yeah. So. There's no more seats at the table.
Yeah. Patrick and Thais. Thais doesn't seem very friendly to me.
Yeah. I've noticed that.
I think Dad's imposing. Dad's doing a lot. Dad seems out of line here.
Yeah, he does. He didn't ask for help. He demanded help. Like it was expected. And that was wrong because they are paying rent.
I don't know. And I think what we found out was there's probably some conversations between Dad and Patrick. Patrick could have said he was going to help. and bring the paint over. You know, all of this stuff that we don't know, because it seems like he said something which I think was the most offensive thing I heard in all of the episode, which was, it's better to ask forgiveness than for permission.
Yes.
No, this is not.
He said, I'd rather ask for
it doesn't matter. Forgiveness it's not good.
Than permission.
None of it's good.
That's a wrong attitude for a marriage.
This is really bad.
That's a problem.
She looks at his father with disdain.
Contempt.
Yes, and anger.
Yep.
And it's the way she looks at John.
Yeah.
I get John has issues. I understand that. But this is two for two.
She's nicer to John, I think.
Well, maybe. Because,
because she said about John, our door is always open for him.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's because the camera was on her.
I don't think that affects her at all.
I don't think she wants anything to do with his family.
Yeah.
I think I don't know if it's a jealousy thing. It's just a feeling I get.
Yeah.
That,
well, he does seem like a bit of a pushover. I mean, does he ever say no to anybody in his family? And that probably bothers her.
Yeah, you're probably right.
You know?
Well, but we talked about this a couple weeks ago, about a family who's battled, and they've battled.
Right.
Maybe not him and his father.
We understand the bond between John
and Patrick.
And Patrick.
They've been through a war together.
Yeah.
Maybe multiple wars together. Yeah. And so I think there's a kindred spirit between them that we're always going to have each other's back.
Right. Almost like twins.
Yeah.
It's an unbreakable bond.
Mm-hmm. They've just been through some stuff.
Yeah.
And so you're just battle tested with the two of them. But Thais, man, you could look at her face and tell exactly how she feels.
Yeah.
She's
pretty negative.
Bring down a room.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like she's in a mood. It the Linda mood, right?
Yeah. You know who she reminds me of?
My stepmother.
Charlene.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, you know those people.
Yeah.
Like, it could be a whole weekend.
They're moody.
We're going over to my dad's for the weekend, and there she was.
Yeah.
Linda. And we just go sit in the carport, like, for the whole weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And go in and go to sleep, and then come back out on the carport. No, look, he knew.
Yeah.
We better stay away from her. So we'd have a black and white TV outside watching a baseball game on the carport. Is where we couldn't watch baseball in the house.
Wow. That's messed up.
Yeah. So we go out on the carport.
Wow.
I don't know. For me, it wasn't bad. Right? We weren't around her. So that wasn't so horrible. But I get it. I have a hard time understanding their thing in the apartment. You were trying to explain it to me, but I can't imagine that they'd have an apartment sit empty for 2 years, even if they were renting it. Wouldn't you Airbnb it or something?
Something.
To make some money?
Yeah, but I think he's doing it to help his dad.
Well, I get it, but couldn't you do more? Sublet it.
Well, sure.
Rent it out.
But I think that, again, he's just doing it for his dad's benefit.
Well, I understand.
Yeah.
But I think there's a better thing. You could set it up to be an Airbnb, and your dad could probably make more.
It doesn't belong to him. It's not his, it's the dad's.
Sure.
So, you know.
You could get it to set up for his. And I don't know what the rules are in Brazil. So, I mean, I don't know. So, there's that. But I just think there's something. And he's saying maybe the apartment will finally be theirs at some point. So, maybe it's.
She didn't seem to believe that.
No. And I think it's probably. I think he'd probably sell it. And
seems like she doesn't think much of dad or trust him.
No. And, you know, they've all had a tough life, so, I mean, I get it. So dad left, and I think we see this, it's like little people, big world. I think, you know, people separate, and like the father and son, sometime they get back together again.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what I think just kind of happens. He's reconnected. It'd be a lot to have a task to do. But when I go up to Michigan, it's the same thing. There's kind of a list of electrical things that people have.
Mm.
Heck, my brother called me to his job. Said, we have this electrical problem. I go, this is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
You have a real problem. You need to actually get a company out here.
Mm-hmm.
This is more than I can handle. You've got a bad service coming in.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't, I got a bad receptacle or a bad light. It's a different level of stuff. So, I mean, it happens. I mean, when you have some, maybe somebody needs a security system and Patrick could sell them a security system. Maybe he could knock on the door every day for 2 months in your neighborhood trying to push a security system. Mm-hmm.
But walk past you when you're at your mailbox.
Right.
Only approach you if you're inside your house.
That must be their rule, right? So we've had salesmen for this company that he was a part of.
For his employer.
In our neighborhood. And it's an odd thing. Mm-hmm. Like they have a procedure.
They go past you if you're in your yard, but as soon as you go inside, they'll ring your bell.
They must have a script that they're supposed to follow.
Repeatedly. You can say no, and they come back another day and ask you again.
Hmm. Yeah, it's kind of like high-pressure stuff.
Yeah.
So, but for me, Thais can be like this with his family, but what's he going to have to do to her father?
Yep.
Doesn't he have to bow, kiss the ring?
Yeah, pretty much. And I don't know why, because he didn't do anything. Yeah. It was her hiding it.
It's her fault. Mm-hmm. She did this.
And he did ask for permission or for the blessing, and he wouldn't give it.
She lied.
That's not his fault.
She lied. She lied, lied, lied.
Mm-hmm.
And it just made it hard for him.
And because of that, she should be trying to smooth this over and to explain to her dad that he was against her hiding it all along.
Yep.
But she's not doing that for some reason.
No. She's just going to make him do what she wants. Mm-hmm. I think that's what she does. I don't even know. So, look, if a woman to me says go, leave, go, mm-hmm. what am I supposed to do?
Go.
Go, okay.
But every time he goes, then it's, well, you're just going to go?
Yeah, this is
don't
Nicole.
Don't you want to work it out?
Nicole,
I mean, it
and
was
Mahmoud.
Like three times. It was dumb.
These people, they said they love each other, but they can't be around each other. Mm-hmm. They don't love each other.
I think when he said the closest to truth that any of them has spoken is when he said in this episode, maybe love is not enough for marriage, I think. Only love.
We've said this, I think, over years.
Right.
You'd think it would be enough, but it can be. It can be the foundation.
Well, I think if you have real love, then your actions come from love, mm-hmm. and that makes it work.
They're not in love. They don't have love.
No.
At least in a way that we see love.
Right, because they don't have... They don't have the willingness to truly care more about the other person's feelings than their own. They don't really meet in the middle. They talk about it, but they really don't.
I don't know that they've met in the middle about anything.
Right.
At all. I think what it is, they really hate each other.
It seems like it.
Like loathe and despise and don't want to be around each other.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like they even really like each other. I don't really understand why these two got married.
She completely set him up. Look, it's too late for you to go out and walk the streets and go find a hotel, but it's not too late for me to bring in three friends and wake you up. Despite your sleeping.
Invade your bedroom.
Yeah. It's not that late. I don't know. Maybe it's 10:30 is that hour.
Right. And I want you to go and leave my house.
But don't leave.
But don't charge it to my credit card, even though they don't take your payment source. So, I mean, it was just ridiculous. The whole thing. It was so wishy-washy. Like, I don't even care about this anymore.
I mean, this is the second time. She said to leave. I said, I'm leaving.
And that's what he said.
And then this other dude, I think, I don't forget if his name was Julian or whatever. I think mm-hmm. it was his name. He was really bugging me.
Yeah, I didn't like that he kept handling him and grabbing his arms. Like, that. To me, that's like you could cause someone to fight back.
I think, America or not, I think he doesn't walk out in front of 40-mile-an-hour traffic.
Yeah.
I think... your survival would kick in and go, this seems like a bad idea.
Well, apparently they don't have crosswalks in Egypt.
I get it. You can still see a big car.
And he doesn't seem to understand that he can't wander into the street at random places.
He's not four. There are headlights in a fast-moving car. Uh-huh. This isn't a confusing... Do they not have headlights in Egypt?
I don't know.
Is this not it? Cars are made of paper in Egypt. They just crumble when they hit people. That's it. I love her, but I can't be around her. This is after like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
That we're at this level. I mean, what is love for these two?
Yeah, I don't get it.
What is one thing that they could point to say that they love each other?
Yeah, I don't get it. Really don't.
She doesn't understand him. He doesn't understand her. I think there's absolutely not one thing these two have in common. Not one. Nothing. This could be a fake relationship.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they do together that they enjoy.
Maybe they enjoy fighting.
That's what they do the most of.
Maybe this is like an Ashley and Manuel thing. And they just like to make up. Mm. But she's mad because he's doing exactly what she said to do.
Yeah, and then she said, well, you said you wanted a divorce. He goes, yeah, I still do. Bye.
That didn't change. I'm out. Uh-uh.
I'll never, ever, ever go back there, he said.
Uh-uh, I quit. And then, here's your phone, here's the credit card, I have nothing. And then in the preview, don't we see her out looking for him to try and collect him again?
Mm-hmm. So, she wants him to go away, he wants a divorce, and never wants to go back there again, but she's worried about his welfare because she sent him out with no money and no phone. And no way to get back to Egypt.
So, what? I mean, legitimately.
If she really wanted him to go.
Here we go. And this is what I'm about to ask.
Wouldn't you go, here, I've bought you a ticket.
Hmm.
I will drop you off at the airport. Have a nice life. Wouldn't you do that?
I think money's hard for her. The $300 seemed like it was an issue, right?
But there's no way to tell him he has to go without providing him a way home.
I think, and this is what I was trying to lead
because
you
down. Because without
her,
he doesn't have a right to be here.
I was leading, well, he's a spouse, right? It's still a spousal. No, yeah. I think he's even on a, I don't even think he's on a spousal.
No, he's on like a travel visa.
It's a tourist
visa. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He doesn't, he's not going to be able to stay here without her.
My thought would be that you take him to a mosque somewhere.
Sure, somebody take care of him.
I believe that is how it would happen. This is the situation. This is where I'm at.
People would probably make contributions and find him a way home.
I think there would be a way that you would know people.
Right.
People would know people. Mm-hmm. But I think this would be a place where you could take him. It sounds like you're dropping your dog off at the shelter. But and I don't mean it like
owner
that.
Owner surrender.
It's a personal thing that we've got. We've fostered a dog. I'm sure you've heard of it. We've talked about it. But yes, I mean this, and it sounds bad, but I think
you're not going to put him down for kennel neurosis.
Right. He's nervous. He's nervous in the group. Somebody, please take him.
He's got apartment neurosis.
Foster this guy.
Oh my god!
We're not trying to make fun of.
No, we're just we're
we
more
are dog
making
people
fun
and foster dogs.
Shelter here.
You're in on a personal diatribe that we've had about people who've had
irresponsible
dogs for 6 years and just dropped them off.
Let them get euthanized.
Yeah.
Terrible.
So I think my belief would be if you took him to people who he had similar beliefs with, that they would understand his position and at least find a way, even if it wasn't to get him back, but just to give him support for a couple of days. You don't think there'd be another family from Egypt in LA that could help? Just, you know, we have an extra room or, you know, a cot
at
the mosque.
Like I said, most churches, if another member of your faith shows up in distress, is stranded and needs to go home, people generally open their wallets
yeah.
and put money together to get that person safely home. So you could see where that would happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they would find a way to get him back to Egypt.
Even if they just
let him spend the night, yes, and contacted his family to, yep, get him away home.
Yes.
You know, but he would be looked after. He wouldn't be turned back out in the street.
Right. And I think that would be, that's the solution here. And I'm sure there are a great number of mosques in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just guessing. It's a very populated city.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it's Texas. You know?
Right.
Probably a little fewer of them here than in California, despite all the people here.
Yeah.
Just guess. But I think that would be the solution. It's the only solution that I think would have any success, is get him to a mosque. Get him around people who he can identify with,
uh-huh,
as quickly as possible, and diffuse this and stay away from each other.
Yeah, before he gets arrested.
Yes, before something bad happens.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. So for us, we hope you have a wonderful week. We are going to turn off this and get right to MILF Manor. MILF Manor 2.
No.
Stay up.
Going straight to bed.
And go, yeah, that's it. MILF Manor 2 for us.
Night, night.
Night, night.
Thank you for listening.
You can listen to additional episodes
by subscribing to our Coupled with Chaos channel on Apple,
by subscribing to our Patreon,
or by subscribing to our Supercast
for $3.99 a month,
where you can hear us talk about reality shows,
real life, and more on our podcasts,
covering shows airing on TLC, A&E, Bravo, and the WE Network.
Just follow the instructions in the show notes.
Tell your friends about this podcast.
And rate and review us on your favorite podcast player.
Follow us at Coupled with Chaos on all the socials,
or contact us directly by email at coupledwithchaos@gmail.com.